The genesis of this book belongs to Mother Nature and impulse. It stems from an overnight snowfall that lingered on a cold, dreary winter day in 2011 and the whim of an abused inmate in a federal prison in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. This book exists because a convict once threw a snowball at a prison guard and hit him in the face. Picture a writer's or investigator's murder board, a giant bulletin board covered with paper fragments from a years-old case that haunts its creator. The board takes up half of a wall. It holds photos of inmates nicknamed Oaky, Arson, T-Rex, and Ray, plus pictures of high-security prisons like Atwater, Allenwood, Big Sandy, Lewisburg, and Coleman II. It features a Hell's Angels biker patch, the meth lab RV from the TV series Breaking Bad, and 1950s mugshots of Boston mobster Whitey Bulger. Tacked to the middle is a pictorial primer on jailhouse tattoos and their meanings, flanked by a list of the major federal prison gangs and their foot soldier clans. Geographic references are interspersed, including a bus schedule from Florida to California that meanders through Pittsburgh, and an article about the closure of a seedy motel near Stockton. At the far left end of the board is a crude drawing of a snowball on scrap paper, indistinguishable from a planet or an orange, except I know what it is because I've lived with the nuclear fallout from this snowball for too many years. Picture a red string tied around the thumbtack that holds the snowball sketch in place and extends across the board to the pushpin, holding up the last item on the right. A book cover mock-up featuring a black and white bird illustration. 1,000 stoplights and crossroads traverse this strand of string. Too many for a murder board, but the A to B of its trajectory is indisputable. That snowball, thrown in a momentary act of defiance at a barbaric correctional officer, set off a chain reaction that caused a prison guard orchestrated stabbing, felony charges and a criminal case, two penitentiary gang hit orders, and is now linked to the closure of one of the most heinous and violent experimental prison programs in the country. Were it not for that packed ball of slush and frozen water vapor, the specific atrocities revealed in this book would have remained buried. No snowball, no chained birds, no clique lights, no new infotainment tale of our broken prison and criminal justice systems. But there was a snowball, which led to United States versus Kevin Sanders and much more than I bargained for as part of the defense team. And if I learned anything worth sharing from this decade-long somber odyssey, it's this. The first step to redress is exposure.